Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Adam Carriker on the Ticket.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here's your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome, everybody, in to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. My, what a weekend of Husker sports it was. It's an exciting time to be a Husker fan. Nebraska sports is doing awesome. It's kind of like one program's doing well, another one does well, from women's basketball to men's basketball to indoor track and field, which didn't get a lot of pub this past weekend. I want to give them a shout out throughout this show, to wrestling, to baseball, to all the Husker sports. Kind of like that old saying, high tide raises all ships, ladies and gentlemen. So here's the show topics on the docket for today. Women's basketball's epic run through the Big Ten tournament. Men's basketball poised to make a potential run in the Big Ten tournament. Also, the NCAA tournament. Who knows? Women's basketball's got that same opportunity as well coming up in the near future. Husker wrestling at the Big Ten championships. 9 wrestlers qualified to go on to nationals. All right, including Nash Hutmaker was one of those guys, but I'm going to talk about him, but the 8 other wrestlers as well, and the overall performance at the Big Ten Championships, and men's and women's indoor track and field both finish in the top 25 to close out the indoor season. All right, this is Adam Carriker on the ticket. I hope you had a phenomenal weekend. I hope you have a great start. Hope it's not too bad of a case of the Mondays, because ladies and gentlemen, as you know, every Monday, every Friday, live, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time is yours truly. Grab your lunch, sit down here, join me, not only Mondays and Fridays, but Tuesdays and Thursdays. Okay, Tuesdays, we got the Carriker Chronicles also. I'm going to be interviewing Alexis Markowski, and we're going to be putting that out Tuesday as well. Thursday's the Big Ten Show, where we talk all things Big Ten sports. And then on Wednesday, my Husker brother, a former All-American, a guy who, one of the few quarterbacks to play as a true freshman here at the University of Nebraska, Mr. Steve Taylor, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. It's the fastest hour in radio each and every day here on 93.7, The Ticket. All right, let's start off with Nebraska women's basketball. Now, this is the team that finished the season, the regular season, in the Big Ten tournament, okay, with a 22-11 record. They had a great 4-day run in the Big Ten tournament. All right, last Thursday, 64-56 win over Purdue. It's the second time they beat the Boilermakers in the past 2 weeks, beat them by an average of 10 points between those two contests on Friday. It was the number 5 seed, the Huskers, versus the number 4 seed, okay, Michigan State. Now, Michigan State was actually a 4-point favorite going into this game, all right? The Huskers end up winning by double digits, 73-61 over Michigan State. Then they took on Maryland, the Terrapins, the Mighty Turtles, all right, on Saturday, who had just, they didn't just beat the number 1 seed Ohio State. If you watch that game, it was shockingly, with all due respect, a beat down of the number 1 seed in the entire Big Ten tournament, the Ohio State Buckeyes. Maryland took it to them, 82-61. Okay. And on Friday as well, and that set up the game with the Huskers playing the Terrapins on Saturday. Nebraska looked good. They didn't just win games. They looked good throughout this entire Big Ten tournament. Obviously, Sunday, the finish wasn't quite what anybody would have wanted, but we'll get to that. Okay, when you talk about multiple double-digit wins, when you talk about they were probably an underdog, at least two of those games. I know at least two, Michigan State and Iowa. Okay, and coming out with multiple wins, multiple double-digit wins, playing four straight days is no easy feat. All right, they had a heck of a run. So the Huskers play the Terrapins on Saturday, another double-digit win, 78-68. Then they take on our good buddies, our friends, our homies, all right, from Iowa, all right, who had just trounced Michigan, by the way, all right, 95-68. And then they took on the Hawkeyes, our Huskers did on Sunday for the Big Ten Tournament Championship. Now, the Hawkeyes came in not just a favorite, they came in a 16.5-point favorite. And this was a great game. Not the outcome, obviously, that the players wanted or Husker fans wanted, but I don't know how you could be anything but incredibly proud of this team, their tournament run, how they've done this year as a whole. I remember chatting with Amy Williams about, 6 weeks ago, somewhere along those lines, about a month and a half ago, and she even said, right here on the ticket, when I spoke with her, she said, we haven't hit our stride yet. We haven't played our best basketball yet. We're trying to put that together. Okay, and I remember asking her, well, how do you get to that point? How do you get it to come together? And she really talked about, okay, the leaders on this team taking that leadership role and kind of leading the team and leading the charge and the younger players improving and catching up and doing things of that nature. And you're going to see, I talk about Markowski as we're going to go along here. I'm going to talk about Jazz Shelley. I'm going to talk about a freshman that stepped up, had 21 points on Sunday versus Iowa. Everything she basically laid out in that interview, if you haven't had a chance to check it out, go back and check it out, basically happened as time went along. Now, when we talked about it, she had no way of knowing it was going to happen. Obviously, that was the goal. That's what she was trying to achieve. But Coach Williams was able to get the team to do that, okay, especially in the Big Ten tournament. Now, Nebraska came out playing well on Sunday. The Huskers did. All right, they had a 13-3 lead right out the gate. They came out ready to play. And I thought it was interesting because the announcers – at one point in the game, we're talking about how Iowa, man, they were had just played. This is their third game in 3 days, and that's got to be tiring. And I'm like, you got to point out that this is our fourth game in 4 days? I mean, you know, don't let facts get in the way of a good story, I guess. So at one point, the Huskers led by 13. Iowa never led by more than five. That was their largest lead of the game. Okay. Now, the Hawkeyes had a slight edge in shooting from the field. All right. And Nebraska had the slight edge in shooting from three-point range. The Huskers shot 41.2% from beyond the arc. The Hawkeyes, 39.4% from downtown. Now, Lincoln's own Alexis Markowski, all right, led the Lady Huskers in scoring with 23 points on Sunday. And it was interesting because early on, the announcers were talking about how Caitlin Clark was struggling and she was having a tough time getting going, and it just wasn't one of her days on Sunday. You know, it's interesting to me because – the last two games, there was a stretch during the last two games that Nebraska and Iowa played each other. Clark is the best player in America. I mean, she's going to be the number one pick in the WNBA draft. She's going to immediately make a gigantic impact wherever she goes. Okay. Now, there was a stretch, a point in the last two games between Our Lady Huskers, Lady Hawkeyes, where Caitlin Clark was 1 of 14 shooting. So this wasn't just Sunday. Okay. With only 2 points, okay? And on Sunday, at a certain point in the game, she did finally get hot as the game went along in the second half. It's hard to control, to hold down a player of that level for two straight games, like Nebraska did for basically a game and a half. All right. She only had 4 points, not a few minutes before halftime. She was 0-9 from beyond the arc. So when you say she was off on Sunday, yeah, that happens, okay? Shooters have their good days, their bad days. But when you start to look back to the previous time that Nebraska played Iowa and Pinnacle Bank Arena and how she struggled late in that game, you got to eventually give credit to Nebraska's defense is what I'm getting at. That's my point. It wasn't just she was having a rough time shooting or getting going. Nebraska's defense, they had a great game plan for her, okay? And it really carried over from the previous time the Huskers played them in Pinnacle Bank Arena to Sunday in the Big Ten Tournament Championship game. Nebraska played Caitlin Clark tough, had a great defensive game plan. Okay, now as I mentioned, she only had about 4 points with only a couple minutes to go before halftime. She was 0-9 from three-point range at that point in the game. All right, and it was a great game to watch. It was entertaining. There was two teams laying it all out on the line. All right, The Lady Huskers have one Big Ten tournament championship in their history. The Hawkeyes were going for their third consecutive Big Ten tournament championship. All right, and after four quarters, went into overtime, tied 77-77. Now, what allowed Iowa to get back in the game, okay, was Nebraska had a stretch of about 6 minutes or so in the second half where they only scored 2 points. They struggled to find good shots, get open shots. There was a point where they were shooting a lot of threes, some contested shots as well, and they had a hard time getting those open shots. And so they struggled during that stretch. You know, maybe give Iowa some credit for finding some things that had allowed them to have some defensive success during that stretch. Amy Williams calls timeout. The Huskers are able to adjust. Okay. But that time frame did allow the Hawkeyes to make a little bit of a run, go into overtime, tied 77-77. As you probably know, Iowa ended up winning 94-89. Now, this is an Iowa team that freaking scores. They score like an NBA team. Now, normally college basketball scores are not as high as NBA scores for two reasons. Number one, the game is shorter. College basketball games are 40 minutes. Okay, men's and women's. Two 20-minute halves for men, four 10-minute quarters for women. And NBA games, four 12-minute quarters, 48 minutes. So more time, more points. I do think this isn't a shot at NBA players. Okay, I do think the college basketball players, men and women, try to play better defense more consistently. I don't know that you can always say that in the NBA. The emphasis is more on offense than on defense in players' mindsets. And let's be honest, the more points you score, the more money you're going to make. Okay, there's a business aspect to that as well. So for a collegiate basketball team, men's or women's, okay, Iowa's basketball team to average 90 points per game during the regular season and 95 in the Big Ten tournament. That's crazy. They can score. And when you've got the nation's leading scorer, the nation's leading player when it comes to assists, and Caitlin Clark, you're going to have some offensive success for obvious reasons. All right. Now, again, the Hawkeyes ended up winning this game, but what a phenomenal effort throughout not just Sunday, but the entire Big Ten tournament from the women's basketball team. What a coaching job that Amy Williams did. It literally, go check out that interview from 4 to 6 weeks ago, somewhere in there. It's on the ticket. Everything she talked about, from the leaders on the team stepping up, and I would say Markowski and Shelley had to be two of the forefront, from the younger players stepping up, okay, and making an impact as well, okay? That happened throughout the rest of the season into the Big Ten tournament, okay? That was something that made a big difference. I mean, you think about freshman Natalie Potts putting in 21 points on Sunday against Iowa for the Huskers. That absolutely made a big impact as the season went along, the Big Ten tournament went along. Now, we talk about the all-Big Ten tournament team. All right, 40% of that team is Huskers. Two of the five players belong to Nebraska. You got Jazz Shelley. You got Alexis Markowski. All right, two of the five players named to the all-tournament team for the Big Ten tournament. All right. Now, you look at Alexis individually. And, again, I'm going to be interviewing her. We're going to be talking here on the ticket tomorrow. Okay, so tune in tomorrow, again, during the fastest hour on radio, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. Grab some lunch. Join us. Hear what she has to say. All right, we're going to talk about some other things, but I'm looking forward to chatting with her. She averaged over 16 points per game during this Big Ten tournament. She averaged a double-double. Okay, over 11 rebounds per game. You look at Jazz Shelley. She broke the record for the most three-point shots made in the Big Ten tournament, in the Big Ten tournament's history. She averaged 21 points per game and led the Huskers in scoring during the tournament. Through the four games throughout the tournament. Okay, she had a great all-around Big Ten tournament performance. And then, again, freshman Natalie Potts really stepped up, 21 points versus Iowa on Sunday as well. Couldn't be prouder watching them, especially the second half of the year, watching them improve, get better, the effort this past weekend. I mean, if they're not in the women's NCAA tournament after this, I don't know what to say they should be, and I can't wait to see what they can do at that point. Okay, wherever they end up seated.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, you look at men's basketball. Now, they finished with that magical, the 22-9, that magical 22-win total. I spoke with multiple people. It was my opinion as well that if they got to 22, they should be in the tournament. I think we know they're in the tournament at this point. But they got that 22 wins.
before the Big Ten tournament. Okay. Regular season record, right, within the conference was 12-8, 22-9 overall, 18-1 at home, 3-8 away from home, 1-0 neutral sites. Going to find out how they're going to do on the neutral sites this upcoming weekend as well throughout the men's basketball tournament here for the Big Ten Conference. All right. The end of the season with a two-game win streak and won 6 of their last 7 games. Now, not the toughest opponents under God's hot sun to close the season, but you can only play who you're scheduled to play. You win those games, and they won a lot of them pretty convincingly. Like, they look like they're rolling going into this Big Ten tournament. And if anybody's questioning, well, they weren't the toughest teams on planet Earth, well, they're going to get a chance to prove themselves against the best teams in the Big Ten in the upcoming tournament. All right. Now, the Huskers beat Michigan again on Sunday, again by double digits, led by 30 points from Keisei Tominaga. They beat the Wolverines 85-70. The Huskers' field goal shooting percentage was 57.9% compared to the Wolverines, which was 39.7%. Nebraska will be the third seed headed into the Big Ten tournament this upcoming weekend, which means they get Wednesday off from games, Thursday off from games. I'm sure they're going to be practicing, repping stuff, watching film, getting prepared for when they play on Friday. Now, the number one seed in the men's tournament is Purdue. Number two is Illinois. Okay. And the fourth seed is Northwestern. Okay. With Nebraska being that third seed. And like I mentioned, they pretty much locked down an NCAA tournament bid. The question is how well they do in this tournament depends on where they get seeded for the NCAA tournament. You look at the projections right now, they're anywhere from a 7 seed to a 9 seed. Okay, if they lose that first game, probably going to be right around that 9 seed range in the NCAA tournament. If they win a game or two, who knows how high they could climb, all right? And again, I've said it all year. This is a scary team because they've shown they can beat Purdue and they can take Illinois on the road in their house into overtime. Okay, they beat Wisconsin, who's not one of the top 4 seeds, but still a pretty darn good basketball team. They've proven they can play with the best, so they can beat anybody on any given day. The question for them is, can they find that level of consistency? Can they handle success? And can they win and come back the next day and play at the same level with the same energy, with the same effectiveness? That's been the question all year. You can see when things don't go well and Hoiberg gets on them, they make those adjustments. So you got to give them credit for that. The biggest thing going forward is consistency. The most exciting way of finding a national champion in any sport under God's hot sun is March Madness. College basketball NCAA tournament. The worst way of finding a true national champion, okay, is probably the NCAA tournament, because in basketball, anybody can beat anybody on any given day. I was at the state, I was at one of the playoff basketball playoff games, easy for me to say where I live. And literally two teams had played a week ago. One team beat the other by 15 points. In that playoff game, that rematch, it reversed. The team that won lost by 15 points. The team that lost the original game won by 15 points. Basketball is such a crazy game. Not only can you win or lose on any given day, you can kind of get, you can lose by double digits on any given day. So you got to show up day in and day out. And consistency is one of the hardest sports to do it in is basketball. I would argue also baseball is really hard because anybody can beat anybody. But that's what makes March Madness so crazy, so fun. Anybody can go on a run and anybody can get ousted early. It's about being consistent day in and day out. All right, let's get to Nebraska wrestling, little Nebraska baseball, talk a little track and field as well. Now, real quick, as always, before I forget, send your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your concerns. Otherwise, 402-464-5685. I always dedicate the last few minutes of this show, the last 8 to 10 minutes, Monday and Friday, my live shows, to answering people's questions. I call it the people's segment. So again, 402-464-5685. Some of your questions, comments, concerns, thoughts. Otherwise, I will respond. I will get back to you. If you're watching on YouTube, you can send in your questions there as well. All right. Nebraska wrestling. Big Ten championships this past weekend. Now, they're currently the number 3 team in the country. Finished 12-2 on the season. I thought it was interesting. The top 3 teams in the country are all Big Ten teams. Okay. Number 1, Penn State, 12-0. Number 2, Iowa, 12-2. Oklahoma State was number 2. They have a record of 14-1, but they're now number 4. So it goes number 1, Penn State in the country. Number 2, Iowa. Number 3, Nebraska. Number 4, Oklahoma State. So obviously, the Big Ten tournament, the Big Ten championships kind of resembled what the national rankings look like to a degree as well. Now, Husker wrestlers. there was 9 wrestlers that qualified to go on to nationals. Okay. And Nash Hutmaker was one of the first guys that popped up in my feed as I was trying to keep track of all these sports going on. I don't have enough TVs to watch baseball, basketball, basketball, race, baseball. And I was trying to keep track of track, and I was trying to keep track of multiple things, multiple sports going on as well. He's one of the first that I noticed that qualified to go to nationals. And I've talked about it before, but it's truly amazing, okay, what he has done, not just in the aspect of doing multiple sports, which is tough enough to do in college to begin with. It's why you rarely see it. It's why you hardly ever see it at a professional level. All right, most people are going to think of two guys, Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders. That's really about it. Okay, as far as people are going to stick out in your mind, there's been a couple of other people who've done it, just maybe not as well known. College is really hard to do as well. But beyond that, he hadn't wrestled in, what, 3 or 4 years? So think about the rustiness. Yes, he was undefeated, 4-time state champ, never lost, never really even in question in high school. But you don't do something for 3 or 4 years. And then you come back and you try to do it in an elite wrestling conference like the Big Ten Conference. Again, the top 3 teams in the country are from the Big Ten. That's hard. That's challenging. And then you got to drop, what, 30, 40 pounds, which is what he had to drop in order to be able to wrestle. Okay, that's challenging in of itself. And then it's an individual sport. This is not a sport where you can go out there and you're a center next to a guard and you got a beast at a nose tackle and be like, hey, bump the guard next to you. Hey, you know, let's go laser, laser, laser. In other words, we're going to slide to the left. You're going to help me double team this guy. Uh-uh. No. To put it in football terms, for wrestling, you got to take on that big nose guard all by yourself. You ain't got no help. They're blitzing 5 O-linemen in, and you got 5 guys in a route. It's one-on-one across the board. Everything that Hutmaker was doing, it was him by himself with nobody else out there to help him, okay, during actual matches. That makes it incredibly impressive as well. Now, I forget who mentioned it. Somebody said wrestling is probably the most difficult individualistic sport that there is. You know, that's debatable. It's arguably the most difficult individualistic sport. I mean, I know there's others. You got tennis, you got swimming, you got all sorts of other sports. I used to know the rifle coach in Nebraska. Okay, all these sports. Anytime you're out there by yourself, it's challenging. Table tennis, ping pong, that's challenging. Okay, it's one of the few barroom games I will actually say, bring it on. You want some, come get some. I'm awful at pool. I absolutely suck at pool. I also don't like it. I think it's slow and boring. I need something fast-paced. I like air hockey. I like ping pong. I'm slightly above average at air hockey. I'm pretty good at ping pong. Okay. It's tough when you're doing something by yourself and you can't rely on anyone else and you haven't done it for years and you had to lose a bunch of weight. So it just makes it more impressive. That's all I'm saying. Okay. So shout out to Nash for qualifying for nationals. Now there's 8 other wrestlers that did it as well. All right. Silas Allred, Lenny Pinto, Ridge Lovett, who also won a Big Ten championship. Okay. Peyton Robb, Ontrell Taylor, Caleb Smith, Jacob Van Dee, and Brock Hardy. So shout out to everyone who competed at the Big Ten Championships this past weekend for Nebraska's wrestling team. Congratulations to everyone who qualified to go on. Congratulations to the Big Ten Champions as well. All right, the individuals who won those, even if they went to other schools, you know, I'll shout them out too, I guess. It's an incredible accomplishment. All right, and I'm going to keep track of Nebraska wrestling going forward as always. Okay, again, I was blessed to talk with Mark Manning about a month ago. He does a phenomenal job. To me, he's like under the radar. He needs to get way more credit for the years and years and years and years and success that he's had here at Nebraska, from championships to All-Americans that he's put out, done a phenomenal job. All right, Nebraska baseball, 9-4 on the season, 2-1 at home, 6-1 away. Hey, we have a Nebraska team with a winning record on the road right now. Ha ha. All right, 1-2 neutral site games. Now, they won their last 2 games versus South Alabama over the weekend to get the series win. They have played 3 series so far this year. They're 3-0 when it comes to winning the overall series. They've won all 3 of those series. Okay. And they're 8-2. 3 series, combined 10 games. Within those 3 series that they played, they're 8-2. Okay. And if you think about it, a lot of that comes down to adjustments. It's kind of like a best-of-7 series in Major League Baseball playoffs, or best-of-7 in the NHL playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, or it's best-of-7 in the NBA playoffs. It's not what you do in one game. There are a lot of times an NBA team will win by 20, lose by 20 the next playoff game because of the adjustments. How do you adjust? How do you bounce back? How do you handle success? How do you handle adversity? What do the coaches see? What do they adjust? How do the players handle those adjustments or not handle them? So within the course of a series, if you're having success, a lot of that has to do with adjustments being made by the coaches and the players actually implementing them over the course of the series as well. All right, now again, this Nebraska baseball team is one of the toughest strengths of schedule so far this year. Okay, one of the top RPIs as well. It's a young season, very young season so far. A lot of ball left to play. Good start so far for the Huskers on the baseball diamond this year. All right, NCAA Indoor Track and Field Championships were held in Boston this last weekend. Multiple Huskers have earned all Big Ten honors and some sort of All-American honors this year on the indoor track and field, both men and women's teams, okay, over the course of this winter. And I want to give them all a shout-out as well. And shout-out to both the men's and women's indoor track and field teams as they both left Boston ranked in the top 25 as the indoor season closes. I can't wait to see what these teams do when the outdoor season gets rolling as well. And I want to give a shout out to all Husker sports and all Husker athletes who compete and lay it out on the line and give it everything they've got. Okay. And I will share a quick story before I head into break. So I'm the youngest. I have an interesting family tree and family history. I won't dive into it. Maybe I will at a later date. I've always said I have 1.5 siblings. Why? Because I have 2 half sisters and a half brother. And I am by far the baby. Okay. My 1/2 sister, 13 years older than me. We have the same mom. My 1/2 brother, we have the same dad, also 13 years older than me. All right. They don't like it when I call them grandma and grandpa, but I do. And then I have a sister named Gina, who's 5 years older than me. Grew up in Omaha, raised in Omaha, and she went to Nebraska Wesleyan really fast. And she had some records in Nebraska Wesleyan when she was done running track. Now, I haven't looked lately to see if they're still standing. I should actually go check it out. I will never forget, because I probably was around her the most growing up, even though we grew up in different households, but just the most, while it wasn't a ton, simply because she was the closest in age to me. The other two were 13 years apart from me. She was 5, but she was always better at everything than me. It drove me nuts. Just drove me nuts. And I'll never forget, I was about 10, and I had just discovered that I was pretty fast. I was winning and beating almost everybody in every race that I was doing at the ripe old age of 10. And then I challenged her one day. I challenged her to a race, and she absolutely smoked me. She was 15, I was 10, and it wasn't close. She absolutely smoked me. And ever since then, I've wanted a rematch. So Gina, if you're out there and you're listening, first of all, whenever we argue, I'm right. Maybe not, but we're just going to go with that. Also, I challenge you to that rematch. It's only 29 years later, and neither one of us are probably, especially me, in any sort of shape to do it. So we're going to keep it to like 20 yards or less, but I'm challenging you to this race. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed that first segment. When we come back, I'll be joined by Kent Pavelka, one of the best to ever do it. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. Forlorn even, like your efforts are futile and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.